Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Playtech Interim Management Statement conference call on the 30th of April, 2014. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Mor Weizer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this call to review Playtech's first quarter 2014 performance. I'm Mor Weizer, Chief Executive Officer, and with me is Ron Hoffman, our Chief Financial Officer. Before I talk about our strategic and operational achievements this quarter, Ron will run through our Q1 numbers.
Thank you, Mor, and good morning, everyone. I am pleased to report that overall Q1 trading accelerated from the trading update provided at the time of the annual results. Total revenue was 102.7 million euros, up 17% on the prior period and up 10% on a like-for-like basis, excluding mainly the acquisition of PokerStrategy from July last year. Looking at individual product verticals, casino was 55.4 million euros, up 26% on the comparable period last year and up 8% on Q4. Growth over the comparable period in 2013 was driven by mobile, live, new business, including Ladbrokes and Asia. Mobile casino generated 4.5 million euros, a year-on-year increase of 87%, continuing the strong momentum seen last year. Mobile now accounts for over 13% of software revenues and provides a major opportunity for future growth. Services contributed 29.7 million euros in revenue, up 13% over Q1 2013. Excluding the contribution from PokerStrategy, PTTS revenues decreased by 12%, reflecting certain licensees exiting from specific jurisdictions in their dot-com business and refocusing their marketing budget elsewhere, therefore having a negative impact for the period. It is important to note that, as indicated in the year-end results presentation, a number of commercial opportunities which are currently underway include the services division as a fundamental element of the Playtech offering, thus presenting medium-term growth opportunities focused entirely on regulated revenue streams for this important vertical. The next largest vertical was sports with 5.6 million euros, up 22% over the comparable period in 2013. Genaiety improved 53%, driven by the launch of four licensees through 2013 and Ladbrokes in Spain during the quarter. Mobile sports gained 17%, led mainly by a number of large licensees as they continuously further develop their sports offering. Bingo generated 4 million euros in revenue, 16% lower than the same quarter in 2013, negatively impacted by Easter being later this year, consequently attracting significantly less TV advertising and warmer weather in the UK over the period. Liquidity across the Bingo network is at all-time high levels, but with shorter sessions driven by a 40% increase in mobile penetration, now up to 15% of Bingo revenue. By Q3 of this year, all major Bingo licensees will have our new tablet offering, which is expected to increase session length and eventually result in higher revenue. Poker remains a challenging vertical, decreasing 13% over Q1 of last year, but was up 10% over Q4, driven by the addition of Ladbrokes and further growth from the French market. Poker contributed 3.8 million euros, representing 3.7% of overall revenue. Land-based revenues, which include Videobet and IGS Casino Management, were 2.8 million euros, up 18% on the comparable period last year, driven by an increase in the number of terminals in Mexico and a number of new casino installations for IGS. It is also notable that land-based revenues were 900,000 euros less than Q4 2014, which is a result of both seasonality and as also seen last year and fewer IGS installations in the quarter compared to the previous period. On a future-looking basis, the implications to revenue of the increase in FOBT duty will be de minimis, as the vast majority of the activity, which is contracted through Global Draw, is charged on a fixed fee basis per machine. We finished the quarter with cash and cash equivalent of 375.8 million euros, following a payment of 100 million pounds special dividend, establishing a 40 million pound employee benefit trust, and final consideration of the PTTS acquisition in the amount of 28 million euros. We now have no further deferred consideration on past acquisitions. Looking at current trading, daily average revenues over the first 29 days of April were up over 15% compared to Q2 2013 and were in line with Q1 2014. On a like-for-like basis, we are up 8% year-on-year. I'll now hand back to Mor.
Thank you, Ron. I'd like to talk through the main highlights, strong performance and strategic actions taken in the last quarter, and how the company is well positioned to continue its growth trajectory through 2014 and beyond. But first, my thoughts on the first quarter. We continued to grow and improve the business throughout the period following a strong Q4 last year, as we remained the supplier of choice in many regulated markets around the world. During the first quarter, we focused on operational progress, and as a result, made significant headway in important areas which we strongly believe central to the successful delivery of our strategy. As part of this, we further improved our casino offering, including the live casino, where we introduced a range of unique and innovative features that will deliver a better player experience. Additionally, upgrades to our IMS, One Wallet capabilities, and our multi-channel offering have continued to facilitate the convergence of land-based and online gaming. With respect to Ladbrokes, you would have heard this morning that the transition to Playtech's product suite is now complete, followed by its move to our IMS, adopting it as the sole backend. This offers players one wallet and seamless journey across the entire Ladbrokes digital offering. Working closely with Ladbrokes, we are committed to supporting the Ladbrokes digital business ahead of the Football World Cup starting on June 12th, and we look forward to what can be achieved in the coming months. Casino remains a major growth engine for Playtech and is our flagship operation. During the first quarter, it continued to grow strongly, driven by mobile, core casino, live, and launches with Ladbrokes outside the UK, including in Spain and Belgium. Playtech continued to be the world's leading provider of best-of-breed mobile betting and gaming products, including third-party content to the global digital gaming industry. Our mobile casino continues to grow strongly, creating incremental growth for our licensees. We continue to invest in our games library, launching 14 new games during the quarter. Additionally, we continue to invest in other products and released mobile bingo and mobile poker, specifically designed to provide the ultimate customer journey for tablets and smartphones, both in native languages as well as HTML5, cementing our market-leading position in the mobile space. PTTS is in the process of transitioning to regulated and soon-to-be-regulated markets, and we continue to believe that the business fundamentals and capabilities remain highly attractive to prospective partners with significant future growth opportunities. As I have mentioned on earlier calls, sport has become an important focus for the company. Sport is usually one of the first areas of gaming to be regulated and serves as a gateway into new markets. Our Genetic product, a technologically sophisticated, flexible, and superior sports betting solution for this key vertical, gained traction over 2013, and it was satisfying to see growth of more than 50% in Q1 over the comparable period. We also launched the first of a number of new licenses for 2014. Turning to Bingo, we believe the factors contributing to the decline over the period were general in nature and not limited to our licenses. In 2013, we saw an earlier Easter holiday which attracted significant TV advertising from bingo operators. This year, Easter was 3 weeks later, which took it into the second quarter and attracted significantly less advertising by operators. During the remainder of the year, we expect this part of the business to achieve positive momentum, bolstered by new licensees launching over the coming months, benefits from the rollout of tablets and mobile products, major new content, TV advertising campaigns by licensees, and a strong pipeline of geographically diverse operators, including joint programs with some well-recognized brands, further strengthening our position as the biggest and best bingo network. Poker remains a key offering into regulated markets and is an important product for sports betting operators. Poker strategy has enhanced our overall product offering, and we are in the process of evaluating ways in which we can encourage our licensees, especially our sports betting licensees, to invest in poker directly. While the poker markets remain competitive and challenging, we believe that certain changes to our offering and network management will eventually encourage poker licensees to further invest into poker and will, in the medium and longer term, not only lead to better equilibrium within the network, and will also create additional opportunities to grow poker profits to operators. Looking at some of the strategic initiatives we are working on, during the quarter, we invested heavily into our core infrastructure and IMS ahead of the important Cheltenham and Grand National meetings. And we were delighted with the way in which our systems outperformed their competition, both in terms of capacity and quality of service. We were also pleased during the quarter to complete the rollout to Coral stores of our unique cross-channel offering, converging for the first time retail, online, and mobile offering. The new offering includes tools to track players' activity and offer loyalty plans, enabling our licensees to operate responsibly and more effectively. The convergence between land-based and online represents a new opportunity for operators to create a better experience for players. With respect to the cash on our balance sheet, we remain focused on a number of potentially interesting opportunities that would create value across the business. We continue to investigate all opportunities for larger acquisitions that can take Playtech to the next level, as well as further bolt-on acquisitions to either bolster our current product and content offerings or to expand them. Once again, I would like to finish by saying that apart from organic and new licensees growth, Playtech has a number of areas in which it can achieve future growth. We are actively seeking opportunities in sports, mobile, the rollout of video bet terminals in additional international jurisdictions, opportunities in lottery, further JVs and other structured agreements, and expansion into additional regulated business areas and jurisdictions. Accordingly, the board, looking ahead, remains confident regarding the continuing growth for the company. Operator, we would be pleased now to take any questions there are.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. The first question comes from Vaughan Lewis from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Morning. I've got a few questions, if that's right. The first one, can you give us an idea about how much of your revenue comes from Russia and what you're seeing there in terms of regulations and the blacklist? Second one, there've been a lot of sort of press stories about pulling out of support from markets like Finland, Holland, Belgium. Can you just give us an update about what you're doing there and what the regulators are saying to you? And then just finally, more broadly on Europe, can you give us the underlying sort of trends excluding the acquisition of Poker Strategy? Because it looks like Europe revenues are only up a little bit, so would they be down excluding Poker Strategy and what's causing that? Thanks.
Okay. Hi, Vaughan. Good morning.
with respect to Russia, revenues from Russia are approximately 5%. I will let more answer on the sort of what's going on and the effect on Playtech. I missed the third question. I apologize.
If we use your sort of geographical split, the European revenues are only up slightly year on year. If we exclude poker strategy, would it be down from Europe year on year? And what's causing that sort of relative weakness? Thanks.
Yes. So I would answer the third one, and I will let Mor complete the rest of them. Russia, I gave you the answer. With respect to excluding poker strategy, the answer is, as I indicated, the services division, in light of certain customers exiting certain European jurisdictions from their dot-com business, it had a negative effect on the growth numbers in Asia. So excluding poker strategy, I would say there will be a slight decrease in Europe, which is mainly driven by that. But on the software side of the business, I believe it will still be a positive momentum.
Good morning, Von. With regards to Russia, I just came back to Moscow, actually. I arrived on Friday and spent some time there. The market is a market that we consider a soon-to-be regulated market. And as you probably know, there are certain suggestions and proposals and bills now under review that were fed into the Duma as part of an overall process to regulate the market. There are various sports betting operators in Russia that work under a local license, and obviously we have certain other operators that operate and market in Russia. The impact on Playtech currently is minimal. There is no real, actually de minimis, if any. And obviously Playtech seeks opportunity in Russia in particular, given the size and the importance of the market. And as in other markets, our focus is to establish ourselves with various partners that hold a local license, either a retail sports betting license that will allow them to operate online in the future under the new legislation, and other opportunities in Russia. So we definitely see Russia as a promising opportunity as and when it will be regulated. With regards to Finland, Holland, Belgium, obviously we participate in the overall trend in the industry. We are very successful in these markets. I'm happy that you mentioned three markets. Obviously you can include Italy in that as well. Playtech is well established in all markets, in all the markets that you mentioned. Our business, our dot-com business, before it was regulated, was very small, and obviously now being established in Finland with Ray, with Holland Casino, which is a very promising opportunity, and now in Belgium with Ladbrokes, we believe that these markets present a very good opportunity for the company, and definitely will create incremental growth opportunity for the company going forward.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Victoria Greer from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Morning. Just to follow on from the question about market exits and the impact on European revenue, I think that you said something about the exits in Europe had had an impact on the Asian revenue. Sorry if I misheard, but can you just clarify what you meant by that? Secondly, could you talk a bit about mobile gaming? Firstly, could you give us an idea where it is as a percentage of revenue in casino, and perhaps talk a bit about the growth rate? And then finally, on the UK casino agreement that you've signed with Genting, can you give us an idea roughly what the revenue contribution might be from that? Thanks.
Yes, of course. Let me clarify first the first point. What we said is that the services division, some of the customers of the services division have made the decision to exit from certain jurisdictions in Europe. Therefore, Vaughn's question was with respect to how does the European growth looks like after excluding the poker strategy acquisition. And what I've indicated is due to the fact that it had a negative impact on the back of this exit from certain markets in Europe,
But even if we look at the software business as a standalone, it's still a positive growth in Europe. On respect to your mobile question, mobile casino out of total casino is approximately 8%, and mobile as a whole out of, I would say, total software revenues is approximately 13.4, actually almost 13.5% out of total revenues, which includes both mobile sports, mobile casino, mobile bingo, which is approximately 15% out of bingo revenues, and a slight contribution from mobile poker, which is very small at this point. Sorry, your third question again, if I may?
It was just on the UK casino management deal with Genting selecting IGS. Can you give us an idea about revenue contribution?
Yes, I believe right now it would be not material to the overall revenue of Playtech.
Okay, great, thanks.
Obviously, it's an important agreement for us, given the fact that Genting is considered one of the largest casino groups in the country, in a developed country, and therefore it cements our position as a supplier of casino management system. Now, working with Genting on top of many other casino operators.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gavin Keller from Goodbody Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Morning, Ron. Morning, Moore. One from me. Just on services, if we look at it, excluding poker strategy, should we see the same trend of minus 12% occurring in every quarter this year, or do you think that could accelerate given those market exits? How should we think about that? And on the margin side from services, do you still expect the same margin level, and can you give us a rough guide on what that is on an EBITDA line?
Okay, on services, I would say, first of all, obviously there is an immediate impact on the exit from certain jurisdiction. With that being said, I believe going forward, obviously we'll have that impact in the second quarter as well, and potentially some of it in the third quarter. With that being said, they are refocusing their marketing budget elsewhere, so we do believe that we will see the numbers going back to either where they are and even further on. Also on the back of, as I indicated, we have certain significant commercial opportunities which are now underway in discussions, and these are all discussions where the services division has a fundamental element in these deals. I mean, it's all on the back of the services division, or the combination of the capabilities of our services division with our technology, and these will, you know, once these are signed contracts, they do have the potential to generate significant revenues over the midterm. With respect to margins, I believe, you know, this is the Q1 IMS, so we normally don't discuss anything other than the top line development. So I will leave that to the interims.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thank you. The next question comes from Simon Davies from Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning. A few from me. First, in terms of the Coral rollout of the multi-channel solution, can you talk a bit about the revenue opportunity there and the scope you see for rolling that solution out to other licensees? Secondly, on M&A, obviously you talked about a number of possible opportunities. Can you give us a feel for the time frame we're looking at in terms of potential deals? And finally, can you just talk broadly about the contract pipeline relative to, say, the time of the prelims and how that's filling out?
Yes, absolutely. The Coral rollout is obviously a very significant achievement by the company, converging for the first time land-based and online. This allows certain new capabilities provided to Coral, converging between land-based and online, or in other words, providing the ability to track the activity of the players across the estate from land-based to online to mobile, as well as the ability to serve the customers better and provide them with loyalty plans. It also allows the operators to operate responsibly, as it allows them to monitor the activity and track the activity across all channels that they provide. In terms of, obviously, it also makes the journey seamless for the players, and the ability to enjoy a better, a broader experience across all channels. And therefore, this is where we see the opportunity, and we see a growth opportunity on the back of that. The ability to offer better services, better offering across by an operator across all its channels. And therefore, going forward, we believe that it will lead to incremental revenues. It is still very early to quantify that, but definitely we see that as a growth opportunity and a very exciting and promising opportunity for Playtech, given the fact that as people move from retail to e-commerce channels and feel very comfortable in that, with that, both in the betting and gaming industry as well as elsewhere in other e-commerce mediums, definitely this is the way forward for the industry. It did not go unnoticed by various other operators, both in the UK and elsewhere. I think that it's inevitable that various operators in Italy, Spain, Finland, and various other markets throughout Europe and elsewhere will find it a very promising opportunity for them, allowing them to serve their customers better and provide and the ultimate customer journey for their customers. In terms of acquisitions, we are excited by the opportunities that we have. We actively pursuing certain opportunities. As for the time frame, I think that it's too early to say. However, we are in active discussions with various companies that present growth opportunities for the company, both large acquisitions and bolt-on acquisitions, and obviously we will update the market in due course. In terms of pipeline, the pipeline is building up as more and more markets are opening up or indicating that they would like to open up. Recent examples obviously were Holland, Belgium, and various other markets, and we are excited about the pipeline. The pipeline is growing by the month. We see more and more opportunities as we move forward with certain activities such as the rollout of products to Ladbrokes, the rollout of certain our offering outside of the UK, the convergence between land-based and online, offering a multi-channel solution for the first time. When you combine that with our sports offering and our mobile offering, then I think that a lot of potential customers find it exciting and very appealing. Obviously, we have more products to offer, more markets that we specialize in. And accordingly, the pipeline is building, as I said, by the month and never been better before.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Nick Batram from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Morning, chaps. A couple of questions. Could I just sort of follow up on that last point that Simon raised? I mean, you were equally bullish about the pipeline at the time of the final results in February, and yet we've had nothing really major in terms of new licensees or acquisitions. I just wonder whether would you be disappointed if there wasn't a sort of material new licensee signed by, say, the summer, and sort of equally in terms of acquisitions? My second point is, can you just give me a rough idea of how much of the revenue now comes from regulated markets and how that compared to last year? And I think finally on bingo, I hear what you say on bingo, but the performance is sort of materially worse than what we saw from sort of 888 report recently. So I understand the timing of Easter, but do you think there's also an element that, is there something behind that sort of, I know Gala was obviously a big driver of the bingo growth in Q4 last year, have they sort of reined back a bit on the marketing, but I'm just trying to get a better feel for what's really going on in bingo.
Yes, absolutely. In terms of the pipeline, we are very excited about the pipeline. I will add to that and say that what we are very much focused on now are structured agreements, because we believe that it extends our reach beyond just software to services, and we have a lot of companies that we are in discussion with regards to a structured agreement. It also comes back to PTTS transitioning now. We are very, very confident about how appealing the capabilities and the fundamentals of the PTTS division as part of the overall offering that Playtech today represents. And definitely, we have some, by the way, we have some customers that we signed, some well-recognized brands in the UK and outside that haven't been announced yet, and we indicated that before, given certain commercial sensitivities. And therefore, I will be disappointed. Before the summer, we won't be in a position to announce certain new licenses, new launches of new licenses, and definitely some additional significant opportunities. I think that it is important to say that we are very much focused on the return on invested resources and the most significant opportunities in various regulated and soon-to-be-regulated markets. And I think this is the main point that will definitely support our growth going forward. We see a big opportunity. There are more than 25 markets that are regulated or in the process of being regulated now, and this presents a very significant opportunity for the company, given the depth of the offering that we provide.
Yes, with respect to your the portion of regulated revenues, it's pretty much in line with what we indicated for the year end. It's about, we said 36%. It's now the 35 point something, which is only a little below. Again, on the back of the closure of the effect of two elements, the growth in Asia and the closure of certain markets by PTTS customers.
As for Bingo, what we see is a mixed performance between various operators. I think and I believe, I strongly believe that Playtech today, given the size of our network being the largest liquidity pool in Bingo, that attracted, I believe, the best brands that exist in the UK market, including companies like Gala and Mecca, brands like William Hill, Ladbrokes, Paddy Power, 365, and others. We are very, very well positioned. Having said that, we did see mixed performance by various operators. When we look at the performance of each and every licensee, we do see various. Some did better than others. Overall, I would say that we, given the diversity of our Bingo licenses, and in some cases their focus on other channels before, and their indications to us that they will continue to invest into Bingo, we do believe that going forward it will be we will see growth, and it will be we will see a positive trend. Obviously, in the first quarter, we had the impact of certain things outside of our hands, outside of and actually outside of the control of our licenses.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ed Birkin from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Morning. Two or three for me. In relation to Vaughan's comment about Belgium, Holland, Finland, and regulating markets, obviously you get the benefit of signing up some new licensees and big land-based players. Can you just tell us what happens with existing licensees there who don't decide to get regulated? So obviously like in Italy where they continue to operate on a dot-com basis and then had to pull out, and whether that means that actually these markets are going to be net positive or negative for you. Secondly, on Asia, you know, again, this has been most of the growth this year has come from Asia. Is all of that unregulated, or what percentage of that revenues are actually regulated revenues? And then finally, in regards to more structured agreements, can you just try and broadly explain any conflicts of interest that the Ladbrokes agreement has, and what kind of agreements would therefore be you'd be unable to do on the back of it?
Yes. With regard to the first question about Finland, Holland, Belgium, and other markets, I'm happy to say that Playtech is very, very proactive. We develop an ongoing conversation with regulators, and obviously the business and our aim is to move dot-com operations and dot-com licenses to work under a local regulatory environment. We were extremely successful with that. Obviously, the opportunity is not just to move them across and them obtaining a license as soon as regulations allow that, but also establishing ourselves with local, very well-recognized brands, the same way we did in Finland, the same way we did in Holland, the same way we did in Belgium, the same way we did in Italy, Spain, and other jurisdictions. And obviously, this is the focus of the company going forward. We do acknowledge the fact that this is the way forward for the industry and Playtech in particular. What we, as part of these discussions with regulators, we develop usually a program that allow our licensees to pull out of the market in an orderly fashion, allowing them the time and the opportunity to obtain a local license, turning the dot com operations that they have to local quality of earnings and revenue streams that everyone benefits from. And we were extremely successful in doing that in all the markets that were mentioned in the call. And obviously this trend, I expect this trend to continue going forward. So obviously looking at that, this is the natural development of the industry. Local dot-com operators that operate in the market ahead of the regulations being introduced, obtaining a license, we turn them into a local operator operating under a local license alongside various local operators that operate under a local license, obviously being supplied by Playtech.
With respect to your second question on Asia, Asia is currently considered non-regulated. With that being said, looking into the future, I believe there are significant opportunities there which are soon to be regulated. I mean, we're talking about jurisdictions like Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Philippines already being regulated, where we do have commercial opportunities there. So we do see that as a jurisdiction, as a market that will become more and more regulated in the same manner that Europe became, and therefore the portion of regulated for the mid to longer term will become more and more regulated.
Asia, in essence, is not really different than what we see in Europe. Obviously, people less understand Asia, but it's very similar. Markets do consider regulating. We see positive trends there. We are establishing ourselves in certain jurisdictions where they are already regulated. Certain jurisdictions today, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Philippines, already regulate certain formats of betting and gaming. And obviously now that we have the full suite of products, both for retail, online, and mobile, it creates a massive opportunity for us, again, replicating the success of Playtech in Europe, in Asia, and elsewhere, moving certain operators, big operators, obtaining a local license as soon as markets regulate and operating under a local license. So we see that as a real opportunity. We have certain things underway. Actually, in some markets, we already have certain agreements signed. And as I indicated before, coming back to the pipeline and how exciting it is, we believe that it is indeed there are some very promising opportunities for us in Asia and elsewhere. And obviously, we will announce it in due course.
Okay, thanks. And just on the lab books, any conflict of interest that has for or prevents any other types of structured agreements in certain products or territories?
Not at all. We are not involved operationally. We are not involved in the operations of the digital business. This is owned, operated, and led by Ladbrokes. Yes, we do provide them with some advice. We did transfer some knowledge, but obviously, we only provided the core team or assisted them with the establishment of the core team, and then since then, sometime mid last year, they basically took over that and they do that themselves. If you ask me, beyond the people that are were involved in the knowledge transfer, who are the employees? I won't be able to tell you. And actually, we had to listen to the call this morning to understand better the performance because we are detached from that. We are happy with the progress being made. We do see that as a promising opportunity. We do believe that it will reflect and represent the capabilities and the fundamentals of PTTS as a strong force that can power and empower certain operators in many jurisdictions. And I think that the first indications this morning and the success in the recent meetings earlier this year will only reiterate that, and as I indicated before, these things do not go unnoticed by various operators elsewhere who are keen to basically replicate the success of William Hill before, and the obviously as Ladbrokes will move forward, obviously will support and assist our discussions going forward.
Okay, great. And so just a final one, if I may. In terms of your lottery, just to clarify, you have the full capabilities to go head-to-head against the likes of GTEC, Camelot, when bidding for some of these lottery contracts. Is that right, or would you have to partner with any other suppliers for certain parts of it?
The answer is that in terms of capabilities and technology, we believe that we have a very sophisticated, I don't want to start comparing, although I'm very, very confident, you know me, I'm very confident with what we have. We have a full retail, online, and mobile solution, where other lottery providers are weaker, we believe. We believe that the traditional, if you look at certain big lottery providers, including in this country, you will be able to see that it's driven by online and mobile channels. We believe that given the core expertise of Playtech and given the fact that everything is headed towards digital channels, this is a major opportunity, and definitely Playtech is best positioned, I would say, in these areas on top of the retail solution that we have. So definitely we have a complete solution that we can supply to various lottery providers.
Thank you very much.
But obviously, we can still partner with various partners in order to accelerate the growth. I'm not ruling that out. But if you ask me whether we have what is required to from a technology point of view and product point of view and offering, definitely the case.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Cal Grant from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Three questions from me, please. Firstly, on Geneity. So you were very bullish on this last, at the year end. You said it was the most advanced, sophisticated sportsbook out there, and you said you'd be surprised if you didn't have at least one deal with a major operator by the interims. So is the Ladbrokes in Spain, is that the big operator you're talking about, or should we expect a big Geneity deal in Q2? Secondly, on the structured agreements, I presume you mean like Ladbrokes-style PTTS agreements. Are these going to be in regulated markets where we can expect it now, or is it going to be like Piemont and Gelsenkirchen where we're going to be awaiting regulation to come in before these can provide any upside? And lastly, just on Ladbrokes, so obviously they launched the IMS yesterday, so they have all the technology in place. But I'm just wondering, the affiliate marketing side, is that all going to be done by Ladbrokes Israel, or is that something that Euro partners, as part of PTTS, will push for them as well?
Okay, on sports, we definitely believe that the Ladbrokes rollout in Spain and soon in Belgium is a significant achievement for us. I think for a company like the size and position of Ladbrokes to make the decision to partner with Playtech, other than their local incumbent supplier in the UK, is a very, very important decision for them, which I believe will benefit a lot from, and definitely Playtech will benefit from. In terms of pipeline of licenses, we are not magicians. It takes time to basically, given the size of operators we would like to partner with, you refer to significant operators. Obviously, as we partner with various significant operators, it requires some work, partly because their legacy systems have to be replaced, and there are certain ways they operate, and we need to accommodate that. So it's just a matter of time. We do see a very significant opportunity. There is more to come, and you will have to wait and see. We are very confident not only about the capabilities of the system, but also the overall offering and the position of Playtech as the largest distributor for the betting and gaming industry. And we definitely very, very excited about certain opportunities that are now under discussions. In terms of regulated markets and structured agreements, the company is very much focused, not only very much focused, is only focused on
regulated markets, and any investment being made is into quality of earnings or channels that that present quality of earnings. We do acknowledge the fact that if in the past, even the fact that we were one of the first to indicate that the industry is going through a change and regulations will happen, we were one of the first, if not the first, to establish ourselves as a partner to local brands. We also realize that it takes time for markets to regulate. And now, given the success of William Hill, followed by the first positive signs by Ladbrokes, we feel that we are in a prime position to start establishing ourselves in markets where it's already regulated. Remember that if before we did not have sports, now we have the full product suite, sports and alongside that gaming products that can be empowered not only by the software, but also by services. And given the previous success of Playtech, we believe that going forward, there are some promising opportunities. Now, to answer your question, there are more than 25 markets that we believe present an opportunity now. There are more than 12 markets that are already regulated in one form or the other, with more than 10, bringing the total to more than 25 countries where it's already allowed, where retail, either sports betting and or gaming and online are either regulated or in the process of being regulated. Hence, now that we have the full product suite, we are in a position to establish ourselves as part of a structured agreement in markets where it's already allowed, creating incremental revenue and profit streams for the company soon after we establish them ourselves with such partners in such markets. As for Ladbrokes and the affiliate marketing, we provided, as part of the agreement, we provided them with everything they need in order to establish the core team and taking it forward. For the time being, they are focused on that. They develop their own marketing initiatives internally and obviously the capabilities that to do that. And this is their focus. Currently, this is where we are focused. We are very much focused on software and ensuring that we transfer the relevant knowledge for them to establish such a marketing division within the digital business that they have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ivo Jones from Numis. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Going back to the question of regulated and not regulated, could you talk about whether Playtech is ready for the regulatory regime in the UK, where the the Gambling Commission is asking for legal opinions about the markets in which you operate, and given the reduction in revenue at PTTS, do you believe that your licensees are ready for that regime? I'm just interested to know if you think there'll be a revenue reduction in the UK if the new regime comes in.
Good morning, Ivo. Except for the POC implication, I don't see any real reason why there should be an impact on our revenues. As I indicated, I think that Playtech is one of the most proactive company when it comes to regulated markets. We have definitely joint programs with most, if not all, regulators across Europe and elsewhere where we operate, where it is regulated, and we remain fully focused on regulated markets and soon to be regulated markets. And obviously the UK market is already regulated, but there are certain changes expected later this year. We monitor it closely, but we are confident, like in other markets, that Playtech will be able to provide its services, and definitely Playtech will comply with all requirements in the UK.
Okay, thank you. And back to, you don't want to talk about the profit detail of PTTS in the quarter, obviously, but do you think this year, excluding Poker Strategy, it'll still make more than 40 million euros of EBITDA?
I think it's a bit too early to say that. I think we need to wait a little bit further on. We can discuss it further in the interims. We are confident that the business will have as extremely significant opportunities for future growth. Again, as I said, deals which are underway, structured deals which are underway, are all focused around the services division. But we need to see how things progress, and this is an impact which we see right now. We need to follow that up as the year continues.
If you evaluate what we achieved providing services to certain companies, and obviously just reiterating the fact that we couldn't have done the deal with Ladbrokes without PTTS, I think that PTTS represents a very, very significant opportunity for the company going forward. I think that people find in companies, operators, gaming companies in regulated markets find the opportunity of partnering with Playtech, not only in software and core software, are very exciting. We see that as a very important accelerant in our growth prospects, and we definitely believe that this was and still a very, very important part of the business to ensure the future success of the company that will allow us to accelerate the growth going forward.
But you don't have any capacity to get any of the accelerated consideration back if profit falls below the trigger point. There's no warranty on the profits, was there?
The deal was done in the middle of 2011. I think the consideration is already well, well behind us.
Yeah, well, the accelerated consideration was triggered later, I think. But and last one, in relation to the social side of the business, obviously it's a short statement today, you haven't mentioned it. Is revenue coming in? When will you cover the costs of the Skywind deal?
Yes, we did not provide a breakdown so far, but as we indicated before, the deal is divided into two areas. It's social gaming as well as mobile, specific mobile offerings that are provided alongside the mobile offering of Playtech. Definitely something that is very important for various operators, given the fact that they want to differentiate themselves and they want to offer more and more mobile products to their customers. It already generates certain revenues for Playtech as it is now, and we have a pipeline of a lot of customers that are ready to take the product. Actually, many of those are already signed agreements. It's just a matter of delivery. In terms of, this is in mobile real money gaming, where we take obviously 100% of the revenues generated. In terms of social, as we indicated, we did indicate in the final results presentation that we do extend beyond just real money gaming to social and other areas. Social was quite is an exciting opportunity for us, and I will repeat that now. But we do that gradually. We do that working closely with specialists in the area of social gaming, as well as with Facebook, in order to ensure that we have the right USPs in order to succeed. First signs are very positive. We see a very positive trend. But before we start marketing in big marketing investment into that, we want to ensure that we create the ultimate product that will be very different compared to what exists today in Facebook. I think that people should understand, if you look at the social gaming world, you will be able to see that product is becoming more and more important, and this is where we believe have not only an opportunity, we believe that we are very well positioned and we have an advantage over others. And if you look at Wildspin Casino, you will be able to see that it is indeed very. The approach is different compared to other companies providing, for example, certain slots on Facebook.
Okay, there appear to be no further questions. Please continue.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope to see some of you at our AGM on the Isle of Man on 21st of May. Have a great day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Playtech Interim Management Statement Conference Call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.